This is NLJE,
home of fracturing football,
where hosts Noah Lichtenberg and Jack Edwards analyze the latest in sports.
Right now on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to this edition of NLJE. I'm Noah Lichtenberg, and alongside of me is Jack Edwards. In the next hour, we have two main topics, finishing with destroying the NFL draft, which starts in 2 days. But right now, we'll be talking about the NBA playoffs that are just getting started.
Yeah, I'm Connor Inskeep, and right next to me in the other guest chair is Jace Deary. Jace, how you doing?
I mean, you don't have to. I can introduce myself, but I appreciate it. I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm awesome. Just glad to be here.
All right, we're going to start off talking about the New Orleans Pelicans, who ended up sweeping the Trailblazers and are the first team to move on in the tournament. Anthony Davis's squad looked very strong, but will they be able to beat the Warriors? What do you think?
I want to bring up a stat.
Okay.
Players who average 30-plus points a game in the playoffs. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis. That is the end of that list.
Is that it?
That's the end of that
list.
Oh,
wow. I think I saw that on Bleacher Report.
I saw that there as well.
That is some good company.
He's only played 8 playoff games. He lost his first 4, and now he's won his next 4. And they messed around. They let him win a game, and now he's just absolutely tearing it up. With Drew Holiday in that last game, both putting up 40-plus points, they are dangerous. I think that the fact that he's such a big player, like he's a post player. I mean, imagine with Boogie Cousins how talented team they would have. I think they would beat the Warriors easily.
But besides like being such a good dominant post player, he could also stretch the floor. And one thing I also want to bring up too is how Rajon Rondo is in playoff form, who like in the past like I don't know 3 years has been all over the NBA, hasn't been putting up great numbers, but he's dropping like 18 points, 10 assists, 6 points, 15 assists. Like he's putting up surreal playoff numbers, and with having a point guard like him is really like leading the attack here.
Awesome. I'm Matt Hostel, by the way. I just got back from a quiz.
Replacing Connor Inskeep. An upgrade, if you ask me.
Shots.
Ooh. Upgrade from Connor Inskeep. That's a shot. Thrown. Shout out Connor. I love Connor.
And we go see Max Hurwitz.
All right, so NBA playoffs. Are we still talking about those? Can I say something about them?
Yeah, sure.
We're talking about the Pelicans first, by the way.
Pelicans? Yeah. All right, shout out to the Pelicans for sweeping the Blazers. That's insane. Anthony Davis is a fantastic player, and he should have won MVP, and he should win MVP for the rest of the time he plays. That's my statement.
I agree with that, really. Just he's been putting up unreal numbers, and the fact that other players could.
All right, switching back on to the playoffs, we have 76ers versus the Heat. Right now it's 3-1. Yeah, how do you get? What do you guys think about the process?
That series is hot. I think.
You guys mentioned that Lonzo Ball number 2 in rookie jersey sales. Number right. 1 in that, Ben Simmons.
Right, Ben Simmons. Honestly, not a rookie.
According to
Simmons is not a rookie. Mitchell is a rookie of the year.
According to his sweatshirt, Mitchell defines what a rookie is.
By the letter of the law, he is both a rookie and not a rookie because he's been around team facilities being paid by the 76ers for an entire year.
But he doesn't have the playing time to count as a rookie.
But he does not play a single game because of
I mean, to count as not a rookie.
So he's kind of like redshirt rookie.
Yeah, he's like a redshirt.
He's a redshirt freshman. He's exactly like Joel Embiid.
But he missed like 2 or 3 years.
Right, so like Joel Embiid was in the rookie race last year, but there was no reason for him to be in that race because he could have been a 2 to 3 year veteran.
I mean, you look at
if he wasn't injured.
Donovan Mitchell, is he 19 or is he 20?
He's younger.
He must have turned 20.
He's young regardless.
Right.
Ben Simmons is 21 at this point, I'm pretty sure. He's not only a year older than Mitchell, but he's a year more developed as a physical athlete. Right. And I mean, you see him on the court, it's a tough comparison to make, but he looks like a young LeBron James out there.
Donovan Mitchell, yes, definitely.
Ben Simmons
is a young LeBron James because he has had that experience.
And the way he can facilitate the ball with his size, that every time he goes into the paint, you just feel like it's a magnet.
Young LeBron, a young slasher who can like go to the who can attack the basket against anyone, and he can find the open man. Right. I mean, but once he develops a jump shot. I've seen videos. He is trying to develop that mid-range to 3-point jump shot. He'll be deadly.
But I mean, think about it. He is so dominant in the paint. Once he develops any sort of jump shot, which makes you have to defend that, he's going to be unstoppable for the next 10 years.
Correct.
In this Rookie of the Year competition between Mitchell and Simmons, who do you guys have? The best thing I heard, in my opinion, is that they should share it. Like, I mean,
I'm not a huge fan of like co-MVP, co-ROTY. Like, I'm not a huge fan of when they do that. Maybe co-MVP, I could see that because there are so many fantastic players that carry their teams, and they're literally
like saying James Harden versus LeBron James.
It's like they both carry their team. Yeah. That makes me sad.
All right, moving on to the other game that night. The Utah Jazz beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-96. They also destroyed them.
Did you see the video of Mitt Romney trash talking Westbrook? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, you got four fouls, Westbrook.
Yep.
You didn't win the presidential election.
So, do you guys think Thunder is a bust? Do you think they're out of it, or do you think they
Thunder has been a bust since the season started? On paper, they have the best team in the NBA. In actuality, they do not. They're not cohesive.
No.
Russell Westbrook will never win an NBA championship if he does not change the way he plays.
That's right. He is totally... I love Russell Westbrook. I think he's a great, he's fantastic, a fantastic player. He is so energetic. I love that because we need that in the NBA. But the problem is that he is a stat hound. All he does is chase stats. And he'll say, no, he doesn't, but he does.
I would take him...
over Steph Curry?
Definitely over Steph Curry. Yeah.
I would take anybody over Steph Curry. I hate Steph Curry.
I'm trying to think of guards who are better than Russell Westbrook. And I'm struggling to think of one.
Are you thinking of all time?
No, current. Because he's just, his athleticism, his ability to get into the paint, he's such a great individual player. But then when you add the fact that Paul George, I feel like, should have done so much better for this team.
Paul George is not the two-way player he was in Indiana.
Yeah, no.
And you have Carmelo Anthony, who, that was just, I think, just a mistake.
That's just a marketing move. That's just a marketing move.
They gave
up a big name.
They gave up Enes Kanter. I believe him draft pick. I would take Enes Kanter over.
Enes Kanter is like, he's good, but he's totally mentally screws everybody up.
And you also have
he's terrible.
Steven Adams on that team.
Steven Adams is fantastic.
Oh my God, he's awesome. And like one thing I love is that he doesn't care about stats. He'll just do anything to win.
And they also
kick people. No, that's Draymond Green.
That's Draymond Green.
No, he got kicked.
He gets kicked
by Draymond Green.
Dude, RIP to Steven Adams.
The Thunder, I think, are probably the most disappointing team. The Jazz, however, I mean. They traded Gordon Hayward. The Jazz
are the most impressive team to me because I wouldn't think that they would be anything without Gordon Hayward. They have, of course, the Eiffel Tower. They got Rudy Gobert, right? The Stifle Tower. But they have Rudy Gobert. They have Rodney Hood's not there anymore, is he? He's somewhere else.
No, he's in Cleveland.
He's in Cleveland now.
Rodney Hood's not there. To me, he was their main scorer besides Gordon Hayward. They do have... Oh, the white guy who shoots threes.
Joe Ingles can talk smack.
Joe Ingles is the Gordon Hayward that no one expected. He is Gordon Hayward for them currently. And then, of course, fantastic drafting brings him Donovan Mitchell. So I think it's just a totally, like, out of nowhere, you didn't expect it, but they're fantastic.
All right, we can draw parallels in between that and our very own Indiana Pacers.
Oh my gosh, the Pacers.
Trading away Paul George, everyone thought we were going to be like trash this year. Like,
you know, to be honest. Lottery.
Be able to make this team absolutely fantastic.
All right, great. So looking at each team, the Pacers and the Cavs, what does each team need to do? And I know we talked about earlier, like, not taking LeBron out of the game. The coach in the past two games hasn't taken LeBron out in the second half. So what do you think the Pacers need to do, and what do you think the Cavs need to do in order to win the series?
I think the Pacers need to find a way to make LeBron James tired. Like, I don't think that tiredness exists in LeBron James's body. I don't think he gets tired.
He's not inhuman, though. He's got to get tired eventually. It's not in this series.
That's debatable. He might not be human. I think he might not be human.
If there's ever an exception to humanity, it's LeBron James.
If there's never exception to humanity, it's either Michael Jordan or LeBron James, or both. Probably both.
Probably just the athleticism of LeBron is what makes him that.
Definitely. I think if you can find a way to slow down, literally the thing that kills the Pacers on a fast break is that they don't slow it down. You know, we are not a fast-paced team. We're not a seven-second Suns team, right? Yeah. With Sean Marion and Steve Nash. We are a Indiana Pacers team led by Victor Oladipo and Lance Stephenson and Miles Turner.
Yeah.
It's a slow down, take the ball to the top of the key and set something up. It's not run and gun.
For the Cavaliers, I think that I believe it was either game two or game three where Cavaliers won game two and game four, correct?
Yes.
I believe it was in game two when Victor Oladipo got three really early fouls in the game.
Yeah.
That really makes it so much easier because Victor Oladipo was such an underrated player in this series He's the best player for the Pacers, I think, by far.
Yeah,
He's carrying their team, but he doesn't get talked about like a LeBron James does when he absolutely carries his team the way he does.